Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my very special video on college and NFL legend Sam the Bam Cunningham by way of USC in the New England Patriots. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's an honor, it's a pleasure to talk about this great young man that played football at the University of Southern California and then went on and had some decent seasons in the National Football League with the New England Patriots. A lot of people don't know, man, back during the time when Sam the Bam Cunningham was at USC, I was 11 years old, next year 12 years old, and I loved USC football living down in Memphis, Tennessee. And the thing I loved about it, I'm going to keep it real, is because they had a lot of African-American football players. Think California, of course, South Central, Hollywood, Death Row, L.A. Lakers, Jack Nicholson. It's a place to be. And when football's at the highest level, especially from a college standpoint with the USC Trojans, hey man, back during that time, it was special under John McKay. But what I'm gonna take away from Mr. Sam the Bam Cunningham, he came out of Santa Barbara, California, highly recruited. All the schools wanted him out there. Oregon State. Arizona State, Notre Dame. But Mr. Cunningham knew he wanted to go to USC. And because he wanted that competition. So when he got on campus that first year, the competition was high. Alan Carter, Ron McNeil, Manfred Moore. Then Anthony Davis came along. Boy, the competition was high. Especially the running back position. And I remember Mr. Cunningham stating that when he was in high school, he was better than everybody else. But when he got to USC, he became a number. He was just like everybody else. Because that talent level was something he hadn't seen. But everything changed. And really the face, I think, of college football, especially down the South, changed September 12, 1970, when USC came south and played in Birmingham, Alabama at Legion Field. And that evening, Mr. Cunningham, as a sophomore, in an all-African-American backfield with Jimmy Jones out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Clarence Davis, who was born in Birmingham but grew up in California. But it was Mr. Cunningham that went for 132 yards that night and 2 touchdowns. And his ability to run over, through, around, smack you in the face. That's what everybody thought about that evening. Did it change football in the South? Well, they said it did. Alabama started recruiting African-American players. And a lot of other SEC schools followed suit. Ole Miss, Kentucky. Kentucky already had some black players, I believe, Tennessee. But Sam the Bam Cunningham, from what they say, changed football down the South that evening. And he did it against a 1970 Alabama team. They had David Baylor. His teammate down the years, John Hanna, Scott Hunter, the Italian Stallion, Johnny Musso, Lanny Norris, and Tommy Wade. And Mr. Cunningham ran through over around one more time in a crowd that evening. And UFC 42-21 win went like this. Quiet. Couldn't hear a pin drop. Well, his sophomore year and junior year, SC underperformed. No question about it. Problems within the team. There was a team meeting his junior year, and SC kind of turned it around, won their last three games within the year. But what I remember most of them was that 1972 team. Probably, arguably, a lot of people say in that era, the greatest football team ever put together. And you can't really compare eras of college football. Some people say you can. But I would really love to see that USC team at a high level play Georgia, Alabama right now on a level playing field. The 72 team ended up going undefeated. Think about the team Mr. Cunningham was on. J.K. McKay, Pat Hayden, they couldn't even get off the bench. They were subs. Len Swan, Pete Adams, Anthony Davis, Ron McNeil, Manfred Moore, Charles Phillips, Marvin Cobb, Charles Tree Young, Charles Anthony, Mike Ray at the quarterback position, that 72 team. 13 All-Americans, 33 players drafted in the National Football League over a course of time. And Sam the Bam Cunningham played fullback on that team. And the thing that I loved about Sam the Bam Cunningham is that the sacrifice. He wasn't worrying about stats. He was a team player. It was all about winning. And he was into himself that you can make all the money, which he did. He went to the National Football League, had a great career. But he said what taught him being around all that great talent and all the great players at SC, what meant more? Was it about me? Was it about me getting stats? No, it was about me becoming part of something, part of a university, and part of a football program that can build history. And we still talk about Sam the Bam Cunningham. I'm talking about him today. And then think about this on that 72 USC team. They really never got challenged. They beat seven teams ranked in the top 20 that year by an average of 20 points. They ended up beating Ohio State in the Rose Bowl 42-17. But what I liked about that game, Anthony Davis, a couple weeks ago, sophomore had started, had six touchdowns against Notre Dame, and Sam the Bam did the blocking. He did the blocking as a senior. But John McKay said, let me give him back some flowers. Four touchdowns in the 1973 Rose Bowl over Ohio State. Leaping over the line of scrimmage. Clyde Drexler, David Thompson vertical going over Woody Hayes and the Buckeyes. And ended up becoming the most valuable player in the Rose Bowl. But something else was special. He went on and got drafted the next year in the first round by the New England Patriots. But he was part of a New England Patriots team in 1976 that should have went on and really had the Super Bowl champion Oakland Raiders on the ropes. And that team, he was part of Sam Adams, Steve Grogan, Don Calhoun, Andy Johnson, Georgia's finest, Ike Forte, Dale Stingley Sr., Randy Vitar, Russ Francis, Mike Haynes, Tim Fox, Willie Jeremy, Steve Nelson, Pete Brock, and John Hanna. And how he was a sacrifice to that team. He was special, man. Special football player. And then the skill set. blocking A+ as a fullback, the vision A+, the athletic ability A+. The key of reading holes, A+. Most of all, character, A+ as a football player. Most of all, leadership. Then he became a face, allegedly changing college football on September 12, 1970, and taking a USC team down to Birmingham, Alabama. And you know the rest of the history. 42-21, but everybody was talking about how Sam the Bam Cunningham ran over Alabama that night. But the thing I'm going to take away from Mr. Cunningham is the sacrifice that he made as a player and made as a person. He didn't have the biggest numbers in the National Football League over his career, 5,400 yards, 43 touchdowns. He only made one All-American team in 1972, but you know what? In this life, you got to be comfortable where you at, especially in a setting. Whereas you around so much greatness, how much do you want to be great, or do you want to be selfish? Sam the Bam Cunningham could easily have been selfish. But his words were, it's all about team with me. It's all about my teammates. It's all about how I can fit in. It's all about how I can be an important part of the team. Where can I fit in and be an asset? Listen to what Mr. Cunningham said. He said, hey, I don't never want to be the center of attention. It all comes down to what people think about you 30 years from now, or 40 years from now, or 50 years from now. Regardless, you can have all the fame, money, but it's plain and simple. I don't worry about my stats because I'm very humble. Sam the Bam Cunningham passed away last year. Only, I think, at a very young age of 71 years old. But you know what? He changed my life in watching college football. The Rose Bowl game was special, man. 4 touchdowns going over the top. Then being on that 76 New England Patriots team that lost by 3 points in the playoffs to the Oakland Raiders, who went on and won the Super Bowl that year under Ken Stabler, Fred Bolitnikoff, Cliff Branch. Some of his teammates were on that team. Skip Thomas, Mike Ray as the backup. And then becoming part of that 72 team that opened the year in Little Rock, Arkansas. And went down to Little Rock War Memorial Stadium before 55,000 crazy fans. Ended up winning that game 31-10. He was a senior fullback on that team. And I went to the University of Arkansas. It's a lot of history with Sam the Bam Cunningham. Quality act, man. Outstanding individual. And understood what it meant to be a player outside the game and what was most important. What are people going to think about you 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now? Do you still want to be in the spotlight? Do you still want to hear the cheers? Do you still want to be on top? Sam the Bam Cunningham. It wasn't all that. It wasn't about him. It never was about the stats with Sam. It wasn't never about the center of attention. Because trust me, when he came out of high school, everybody in the country wanted him. He had over 100 offers back in 1969. The Trojan family should be awfully proud. and you should be awfully honored. One of the finest football players, pound for pound, to come out of Santa Barbara, California, suburb of LA. Randall Cunningham's oldest brother. Outstanding, man.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner with 100 Yards Football. To my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, Douglasville, Georgia, Alexander High School, West Georgia's finest. Only thing when I think about USC, I think about the band Chicago. I think about Sam Cunningham when he was on campus. Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July. People dancing, people laughing, a man selling ice cream, singing Italian songs. Sam, the Bam, Cunningham, USC, Ronnie Lott, Marcus Allen, O.J. Simpson, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Carson Palmer, Trojans Nation. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.